Old Ottawa East is a vibrant community in Ottawa's east side with distinct borders along the highway. The municipality is thriving with green space and waterways, making it an attractive destination for development. But how will this affect the existing community of Old Ottawa East? Larissa Berry-Thibodeau explores the strengths of facilities, amenities, and services currently existing in the community in her paper, Community Connectivity, Cultivating Sustainability, Influence, and Place in Old Ottawa East. She provides an assessment and recommendation of how these strengths can be used to improve community connectivity and sustainability. Her collaboration with Sustainable Living Ottawa East was made possible by the Community Environmental Sustainability Ottawa Hub of Community First Impacts of Community Engagement. Berry-Thibodeau recognizes community groups are significant stakeholders for connecting and sustaining communities. Berry-Thibodeau found community groups in the area, like Sustainable Living Ottawa East, are advocating for renewable energies in the community to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, increase local food production and consumption, increase alternative modes of transportation, and increase health of the green space in the area. Community members and groups have been successful in working with the city to incorporate pedestrian and cycling routes. In addition, there's a regulation that limits buildings to 6 stories or less. All of this is to ensure the community remains as sustainable as possible. However, accessibility is an issue. The report says recreational facilities should be located no more than 800 meters from residents' homes, and currently some residents have to walk more than that to access all the amenities of the area. But if there's development in Old Ottawa East, this could make it worse. Berry-Thibodeau says shaping public spaces into community-engaged places will be essential going forward. This is to ensure community space and activities are accessible, comfortable, and social for residents. For more information on her findings or to read the report, click the link below. This Plain Language podcast is brought to you by the Community First Impacts of Community Engagement Project, a 7-year action research project that investigates how to improve community campus partnerships. For more information, please visit our website at carleton.ca/communityfirst.